And he came here and he demonstrated the glory of God. Are y'all in the house? You still out there? He demonstrated the glory of God. What do you mean? He silenced sickness. He silenced death. He let the dumb that couldn't talk, they talk. The lame that couldn't walk, they walk. Because in that glory came healing. Came the manifest goodness of God in the life of people who the devil has said, you will never walk, you'll never talk, you'll never. And the glory of God showed up, and he was the one who was silent. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. He manifests God's glory. That's what God wanted to do here. That's what he wanted to do this year. I'm going to talk about it and we're going to demonstrate it. We're going to flow in it. People you know all messed up, they're going to get in the glory of God. Hallelujah. Because he brought forth the glory of God in this earth. He said, and verse 14, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld, his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. Notice what he was full of. Grace. The glory, he was the glory, and the glory of God showed up, and he was full of grace. Listen, what he's full of, grace and truth. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is that true?
Amen.
Grace to live the truth. Grace to do what I couldn't do before grace was given to me. And the truth tells me that I'm a new creature. I'm a brand new man. I'm begotten of God. I'm a son of God. I'm redeemed of the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord. I have the mind of Christ. I'm an overcomer. I cannot be overcome, but I have already overcome. How did you overcome? Overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. What testimony? I testify that I am the right and not the wrong. I am the good and not the bad. I am the strong and not the weak. Hallelujah. I am the redeemed and not the lost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I hold this grace, full of grace, and I believe this. And when I received it, look what it says in verse 12. John 1:12. He said, but as many as received him, y'all gonna hear this in a minute. How many have you received him? As many as received him, to them, gave he the right or the power to become. To become what? To become what? The sons of God.
Yes,
the sons of God. A son of God ought to be able to live like his father God. Why would he let me become a son of God and I can't live like God? Come on now. That's why he wants you to learn about spiritual things. Why did they look at Jesus so funny? Because he lived like God in this earth. They tried to make him be everything. Beelzebub. You call yourself the Son of God. Jesus said, if you don't believe me, look at what I'm doing. What did he do? He healed. He raised the dead. He fed 5,000 men with two fish and five loaves of bread beside women and children. He told Peter to go down to the creek and catch a fish and look in his mouth and get the money out and pay taxes. Now, how many of you know anybody else ever done that? He told Peter when he was out on the water, come here, Peter. And Peter got the rest of them saying, you mean Peter gonna get out of that boat for real? I ain't getting out there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're talking about learning how. If we are children of God, then let's spend our time learning how to live like God.
Yes,
how are we going to find out how to live like God? Get in the word that tells us. And if the word says it, and let feeling take its course and go where it want to go, because this is what I'm going to do. If it involved, listen to me good. Now, if it involved pain, do what you got to do to help that pain. But don't you abandon that word. Because they do have some stuff that you're hurting real bad to help it. You know, what they got, morphine and Tylenol and Advil and Aleve, Pepto-Bismol. But listen to this. Once we are born again, we have just been taken out of the realm of darkness, and we are brought into the kingdom of light. Who has delivered us? Colossians 1:13 says, listen to this. Who has, not going to, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Who has delivered us? I've been delivered. That means the kingdom of darkness should not be influencing my life. How do I stop it from influencing my life? I find out about the kingdom of light. And I believe what this kingdom of light says. I believe what God says in the word. I believe that I am everything he says I am. I have what he says I have. I am who he says I am. So I say what he said. I am his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Great is he that's in me, the he that is in the world. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Great is he that's in you, and he that's in the world. I will come by the blood of the Lamb, the word of my testimony. I walk by faith and not by sight. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. The faith of God has been given to me because God has dealt to me the measure of faith. And therefore, I walk by faith and not by sight. And the love of God is stronger than hate because that love is on the inside of me. And that's what I walk, that's what I talk, that's what I confess. All my needs are met and I'm blessed. And because God said he blessed me, that's what I talk, that's what I learn. And I learn to live that way. That don't mean I go home and sit down on my backside and say, God gonna float some bread out of the sky and feed me and I don't have to do anything. No, no, no. God give you wisdom how to work in this system apart from it.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, baby.
Did you hear? I'm going to say it again. Did you hear what I said? He gives you wisdom how to work in this system because you're not of that system, but you're in this world. And he'll show you how to work in his system apart from the destruction of the system that's trying to destroy you. Do you think for one moment that God, that the enemy knows you over in the system of God and you're going to come over in his system and he's going to let you succeed and that's going to help you and bless you? You're crazy. You think that. That's why God wants his people to learn how to operate in the system he created. Hello?